You guys did a lot of good things. You had some good shots in the first half. For whatever reason, it just wouldn't fall, and they were finally getting down in the second half, but unfortunately, it was too little too late.
Yeah, well, they took us out of our rhythm. You know, we talk about having to play basketball in a rhythm, shooting shots in a rhythm, and we didn't do that at all for three quarters. They took us out of our rhythm, and that's why you saw those shots not falling. They weren't coming from the places they were supposed to be as far as the passes. And we just settled. You know, we got behind, and then all of a sudden we started pressing, and, you know, people try to do things on their own. And you know, it's tough to blame a kid who's going out there and just trying to make a play because he kind of feels like our back's against the wall early. You know, so you don't want to blame them for anything. But, you know, as a team, we've got to really – we just got to settle in and run our stuff and not let that pressure – you know, if the team's going to come out and pressure us, we have the tools to do things to beat that. But we didn't do it. You know, they rattled us and they took us out of the rhythm, and then and we just didn't run our offense because of it. You know, we passed and we stood around a lot. So there wasn't a whole lot of movement for them to guard, you know, unfortunately, and that's kind of what cost us.
And you were down early there. It looked like, you know, just 7-0, then you got a couple of free throws or field goal and a free throw there, 7-3, and even though you guys weren't hitting any field goals, you still were very much a part of the game early on. You kept fighting back, got it to within 10, and then it just seemed like their big runs tonight, and it seemed like they couldn't miss either at all tonight.
Well, they killed us in transition, you know. The first quarter was all about them in transition. We missed layups, and they got layups on the other side. So, you know, that's tough. And we talked early that their guards, you know, are going to push the ball, and we were not ready for it. We didn't get back and do a very good job of protecting the basket. And we were just pretty all-around slow on defense early on. When the shots aren't going, you'd like to think your defense can keep you in there, and it didn't do that at all. You know, it was quite the opposite. We really just, you know, struggled all around every phase for three quarters.
Well, that one player that came in the first half and had some good minutes there, he put up 4 points for you. It was Ronnie Weathers, and he was kind of crashing there with the big guys underneath and getting some rebounds, just couldn't get a couple of shots to drop in.
Yeah, he just got to be a little bit more aware of where he's at when he gets it down there. Mm-hmm. Against that big kid, you know, he was kind of shoving him around a little bit and got him under the basket. So he's got to be aware of where he's at. And, you know, and I would have liked – he earned the right to play more than he did tonight, but it just got into that time where we were going to start pressing and you know, him being a sophomore and us not having, you know, a lot of time practicing that, it just wasn't a good fit for him to be in at the end of the game.
Well, Harrison, I thought, did some good things. He got a little bit better as well. Hit a three there. Just missed a tough shot, a couple of shots underneath. And, you know, maybe the height advantage for Garden City was a little bit of a factor, and a couple of those not taking those shots.
Well, yeah, I think it was more mental, mm-hmm. you know, affecting them than it was the physical, because I think we rushed some things. But even the one, I mean, you can't miss that many layups and tell me that you're not rushing your shot.
Oh,
you know, because we just missed point-blank shots, you know, at the rim. And but I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of teams, and, it, you know, we watched one right before our game. You know, they had their backs against the wall and came out in the second half and decided it was just time to quit. You know, they didn't play through it. And, you know, I credit our guys because, you know, in a loud atmosphere – and us not playing so well, they get out to that early lead, and our guys didn't quit. You know, they battled to the very end of the game, and you know, I was very proud of them for that.
Absolutely, and it showed there. They still acted like they're very, you know, they had a chance to come back and tie it and force overtime there at the end. I know they didn't get some threes to go.
Yeah, but you know, that's the message after the game is, well, look what happens when you put ball pressure on there. Not that we're going to press that much, you know, and we don't want to rely on a press. But at the same time, putting a little bit of defensive pressure on the ball and really grinding out of possession and moving your feet and being quick with your rotations, that does a lot to an offense. And we didn't do it for three quarters. We just sat back and kind of went through the motions. And, you know, with our defense doing that, it let us get out and run in transition. Mm-hmm. And we were able to shoot clean, wide-open threes and in a rhythm. But, you know, we just didn't do it. You know, we didn't do it for three quarters. And like I told him, I said, you know, what you did out there should show you what you're capable of, but you can't wait around for three quarters in order to go do that.
Well, you got a week to prepare here. Take probably a little time off there this is a rough three games in 3 days, and you get to face a pretty good Hugoton team coming up next Friday. They have a game on Tuesday against Dodge State. I don't know if that's in Dodge or if that's in Hugoton, but nonetheless, Hugoton's going to be coming in, and it's going to be kind of a big night for you guys, too, playing your final game there inside Scott Community High School Gymnasium.
Yeah, it is the last game, and Hugoton is a pretty darn good team. We saw them last summer, and they're good. You know, they play fast. They shoot the ball really well. None of them are afraid to shoot it. Sawyer Harper is a very good athlete, very quick, very explosive. So they're a tough team. I mean, a lot of them don't play football, so they just play basketball year round. And so we're gonna have our hands full with them, and we got to do a better job playing defense in order to match them and kind of slow them down.
Once again, Coach Brian Jantrick joining me here post-game. Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 54-42. Thanks, Coach, as always, and talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.